From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. voters go to the polls today to elect a new president, either Democrat Hillary Clinton or Republican Donald Trump.
I'm a little fatigued by this election. This is my second time being allowed to vote for in a presidential election, and it was a little bit different last time around as far as morale.
I'm scared and anxious and worried. I am voting for Hillary Clinton, anything but Trump.
It's the first time I've ever felt ashamed of my country, I think, just kind of seeing a candidate like Trump.
This country doesn't need a politician to run the country. The way the economy is, we need a businessman, and Donald Trump is the right person.
Some of the U.S. voters' polling places are continuing to close hour by hour in states across the country. Of the states where voting has ended, networks are projecting Republican Donald Trump to be the winner in Indiana and Kentucky. They say when all the votes are counted, Hillary Clinton will come out ahead in Vermont. Pre-election day surveys gave Clinton a 2-3 point lead over Trump nationwide. Control of Congress is up for grabs as Republicans' hopes for protecting their narrow majority in the Senate rests on a handful of key states. Here are the projections being made in some of those so-called down-ballot races. Vermont Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy has won an eighth term. Leahy beat back a challenge from Republican businessman Scott Milne. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott, the South's first black senator since Reconstruction, has won his first full term. He defeated community activist Thomas Dixon. Kentucky Republican Senator Paul Rand will head back to Washington for a second term. He defeated Democrat Jim Gray, the mayor of Lexington, and Rob Portman is being declared the winner in the Ohio State Senate contest. This is VOA News. At least one person is dead and three wounded in a shooting near a polling station in Southern California. The shooting took place Tuesday afternoon in the city of Azusa. Police say they are dealing with at least one suspect who was heavily armed. Few details were available. Elsewhere around the world, Russia plans to launch new strikes on parts of Syria. Those plans are being met with contempt in Washington, which is accusing Russia of trying to show off its naval capabilities at the expense of civilians. Officials in Russia's defense ministry tell the Interfax news agency new strikes against the Islamic State group will target the outskirts of Aleppo. They say the attacks could come within the next few hours. Five men were arrested Tuesday in Germany, accused of recruiting fighters for the Islamic State terrorist group. Authorities say the suspects were taken into custody following a series of raids in the Lower Saxony and North Rhine-Westphalia states. The men face charges of setting up a jihadist network that tried to recruit Muslims to go to Syria to fight alongside IS militants. South Korea's President Park Geun-hye says she will allow the country's parliament to select a new prime minister, a major concession as she seeks to survive a growing political scandal. President Park announced her decision Tuesday after meeting with the Speaker of the opposition-controlled National Assembly. In addition to allowing Parliament to select a new prime minister, Ms. Park also agreed to let the prime minister control the cabinet. The Philippine Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that the country's former dictator, Ferdinand Marcos, could be buried in a national heroes cemetery.
Wherefore, premises considered, the petitions are dismissed. Necessarily, the status quo ante order is hereby lifted.
Marcos ruled in the Philippines from late 1965 until early 1986. His 20-year presidency was marked by widespread corruption and human rights abuses. The British government is promising to share with the devolved national governments of Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland information about its Brexit negotiations. The Westminster government is trying to formulate a unified plan for Britain to leave the European Union. Prime Minister Theresa May wants to begin exit negotiations by the end of March. The United Kingdom's constituent nations want to say a say in how those negotiations proceed. The United States has set up a panel of the World Trade Organization to settle a dispute with China over tariffs. The tariffs are on exports of 11 key raw materials, including copper, graphite, lead, and tin. The U.S. and China failed to resolve the dispute during a series of meetings in July. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.